What if the biggest threat to your healthcare practice this week isn't a competitor or a bad review? It's a system you trusted completely, failing you at the worst possible moment? Right now, healthcare operators globally are getting hit from three directions simultaneously. An Indian insurer approved a cashless hospitalization claim, then revoked it mid-treatment, leaving a real family holding a bill they were promised they'd never see. Pharmaceutical stocks are tanking, with the BSE Sensex dropping 776 points this week, and extreme heat warnings are spiking demand across California. The practices surviving this aren't the lucky ones. They're the prepared ones. First, insurance reversals are your operational crisis, even when the insurer is the one acting in bad faith. A Delhi Consumer Commission just ordered Aditya Birla Health Insurance to pay out over 74,000 rupees after they approved, then canceled a cashless claim before the patient was even discharged. The insurer didn't even show up to contest it. The lesson? When your discharge protocols don't include a final authorization checkpoint, a third party's bad decision becomes your practice's emergency to manage. Document every approval. Timestamp it. That one habit closes a gap that costs real money. Second, pharmaceutical market volatility is a procurement signal, not just a finance headline. When pharma equities face sustained selling pressure like this week's Nifty drop below 24,000, manufacturers reprice inventory and shift distribution priorities. If you're running a just-in-time supply model, you're the most exposed. A rolling 60-day buffer on high-frequency consumables isn't over-preparation. It's operational insurance. Third, external shocks like extreme heat create demand surges that overwhelm unprepared practices fast. The National Weather Service issued extreme heat warnings for San Bernardino and Riverside County this week. Heat emergencies don't announce scheduling windows. If your patient communication protocols and staffing triggers aren't pre-built, you're improvising during the surge, which is exactly when improvisation fails you. Here's what DocFiz Global's Kurt Fisenek nailed in this article. The practices that stay operational through disruption treat their workflows like infrastructure. Every authorization step is a load-bearing wall. You don't find out which ones matter until something external pushes on them. So today, pull up your discharge checklist and add one step: final authorization confirmation before any third-party covered patient leaves your building. Do it today. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.